Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to another Sunday half hour on 3TFM Radio with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, local minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. This is a thought-provoking, emotion-arousing, imagination-stirring, music-loving, packed programme to both challenge and comfort you. Who writes this script? So tonight, how are you? Are you in a funny philosophical mood by any chance? Do you ever stop and ask searching questions like, how can you get a square meal off a round plate? If the world is round, where are the four corners of the earth? Where do flies go in the winter? How do they make Teflon stick to the pan? Who ate the first snail and why? There's lots more where that came from, but let's get a bit more serious. Do you sometimes wonder if a zebra is a black animal with white stripes, or a white animal with black stripes? Similarly, is this a good world with some bad, or a bad world with some good? Is there method in all the madness, or is it just madness in all the method? I think we can all identify with Anne Murray's cry from the heart in this first piece of music.
This morning, the kids had the morning news show on. Brian Campbell was talking about the fighting in Lebanon. Some senator was squawking about the bad economy. It's gonna get worse, you see. Need a change in policy. There's a local paper rolled up in a rubber band. One more sad story's one more than I can stand. Just once, how I'd like to see the headline say, not much to print today, can't find nothing better to say. Because nobody robbed a liquor store on the lower part of town. Nobody OD'd, nobody burned a single building down. Nobody fired a shot in anger, nobody had to die in vain. Sure could use a little good news today. Come home this evening, I bet that the news will be the same. Somebody takes a hostage, somebody steals a plane. How I want to hear the anchor man talk about a county fair and how we cleaned up the air, how everybody learned to care. Oh, tell me, no. Children had to do was play, and everybody
That was Anne Murray with A Little Good News. We could all do with a little good news today. We live in such an upside-down world. For example, terrorists are called freedom fighters. Peace talks are to discuss how many missiles we're going to aim at each other. And ever since Michael Jackson, when people say real bad, real wicked, they mean it's really good. Nowadays, good neighbours are people who don't interfere, who keep themselves to themselves. That used to be a criticism. Nowadays, tolerance is the very grounds for banning the wearing of crosses as pendants. And today, free speech can cost you a fortune in court cases against you. School uniform is rejected in favour of everyone wearing Bart Simpson trainers. Don't get me started, I'm on a roll. Let Tracy Chapman take up the slack. She's in a questioning mood too, asking the greatest question of them all. Why?
Enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us? Are there people still unknown? Why are the lizards called peacekeepers when there ain't to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace, no is yes, we're all free. But somebody's gonna have to answer. Time is coming soon. Amidst all these questions and contradictions, there's some who seek the truth. But tell me, why do the babies starve? There's enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us if there are people still alone? Why are the missiles called peacekeepers when there ain't to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace, all is yes, we're all free. But somebody's gonna have to answer. The time is coming soon when the blind remove their blinders and the streets to speak the truth. Tell me, why do the babies starve? There's enough food to feed the world. Why wouldn't there so many of us if there are people still alone? And why are the missiles called peacekeepers when they're aimed to kill? Why is a woman still not safe when she's in her home? Love is hate, war is peace, no is yes, we're all free.
Good on you, Tracy. Ask it like it is. This world is full of injustices, upside downs, unfairnesses, wrongs, sins. We try our best, wrestling with good and bad, with mixed results. Dolly Parton sums up the struggle in this next song, Halos and Horns. That's us, both of them. Halos and Horns.
Just because it feels right does not
That was Halos and Horns by Dolly Parton. We all know how you feel, Dolly. We often feel we've got the wee devil on one shoulder and we've got the wee angel on the other shoulder whispering into our ears. There's a saying in Africa that sometimes inside my head I feel I've two big dogs, a black one and a white one, and they often fight with each other. Which one wins? The dog you feed the most. And when we get it wrong, we hurt other people as well as hurting ourselves. When other people get things wrong, they hurt us as well as hurting themselves. Soon everybody hurts. Cue the famous song by R.E.M. Get your hankies out.
Sometimes.
It's such a sad song, and yet it's such a moving song, that. It articulates our deep hurts inside, and we hurt for different reasons. One of the reasons is this in Psalm 73. It begins with a statement of belief. Truly God is good to the upright, to those who are pure in heart. And then he pauses and he reflects, and he's not such a happy bunny. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled, my steps had well nigh slipped, for I was envious of the arrogant, when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For they have no pangs, their bodies are sound and sleek, they are not in trouble as other men are, they are not stricken like other people. Therefore pride is their necklace, violence covers them as a garment, their eyes swell out with fatness, their hearts overflow with follies. They scoff and speak with malice, loftily they threaten oppression, they set their mouths against the heavens and their tongue struts through the earth. In other words, the wicked get off with everything. Therefore the people turn and praise them, even find no fault in them, and they say, how can God know? Is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, these are the wicked, always at ease, they increase in riches. All in vain have I kept my heart clean and washed my hands in innocence. All day long I've been stricken and chastened every morning. It's bad enough the wicked prosper, but why do the innocent have to suffer? Why is it me always? Why is life so unfair? And we wrestle with it like the psalmist. He says, if I had said I will speak thus, I would have been untrue to the generation of your children. But when I thought how to understand this, it seemed to me a wearisome task. Until I went into the sanctuary of God. So he's wrestling with these issues, and he goes into the house of God to get answers. Before we give you happier answers, listen to Katie Melua chewing over these difficult questions in life too. It's called The Spider's Web.
It's a white man's racism that made him that way. 'Cause the bully is the victim, they say. By some sense, they're all the same. 'Cause the line between wrong and right is the from a spider's web. The piano keys are black and white, but they sound like a million colors in your mind. I could tell you to go to war, or I could march for peace and fighting. And he sends you to fight. 'Cause the line between wrong and right is the width of a thread from a spider's web. The piano keys are black and white, but they sound like a million colors. Spider's web. The piano keys are
So the psalmist is wrestling with why do the innocent suffer and the wicked seem to get off with everything. And he goes into the sanctuary of God, and then I perceived their end, he says. Truly thou dost set them in slippery places. Thou dost make them fall to ruin. How they are destroyed in a moment. Like a dream when one awakes. On awakening you despise their phantoms. When my soul was embittered, when I was pricked in heart, I was stupid and ignorant, like a beast towards thee. Nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou dost hold my right hand. Thou dost guide me with thy counsel, and afterward thou wilt receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there's nothing upon earth I desire besides thee. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. If you watch carefully, the psalmist hasn't really got an answer to his question, and yet he's got an answer that satisfies him. He realizes God deals with the wicked. Just leave the wicked to God's care. He'll sort them out. But as for myself, I'll keep myself right with God, and that's all I need to worry about. God is not a fairy godmother with a magic wand waving away all our problems. But God is a faithful friend who walks with us through every problem, who is always there with us and for us. As Don Francisco sings, always there.
Always there, you're always there,
So we started with our wrestling with issues, wondering where is the absent God? We end with God saying, stop running away when I'm here trying to help you. It's all summed up in the last song from Don Francisco about a bird with a broken wing, hobbling away from its help because it's afraid. God says, don't be afraid. Stop. Let me help you. Good night, God bless, and tune in again next week.
Bird with broken wing locked up inside a tiny cage till the day I heard your cry and set you free. But as I reached in to heal the hurt, you fled in wild dismay. Now your pain has made you blind as you can be. Echoes in the distance are almost all you hear from me. Each time I speak your name, you flee away. While the agonies of mindless flight grow more than you can bear, still you think it's because of me you feel this way. Soaring far above the storm on wings spread strong and wide is the vision that you have buried in despair. You dash yourself against the storm, flutter terrified, when my love would heal your wounds and lift you there. Like a frightened child who starts away at every move, you want to trust but watch so fearfully. Everything you're longing for is here in my hand, waiting now for you to come to me. Soaring far above the storm on wings spread strong and wide is the vision that you've buried in despair. You dash yourself against the storms, flutter terrified, when my love would heal your wounds and lift you there. Like a frightened child who starts away at every move, you want to trust but watch so fearfully. Everything you're longing for is here within my hand, waiting now for you to come to me, waiting now for you to come to me, waiting now for you to come.